This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To a brand new week of What's on Your Mind.
Are you going to tell me today? I hope so. Hope you're going to pick up that phone and join the conversation. Corey Lewandowski will be here at the bottom of the hour. Campaign manager for Donald Trump. Part of the 2016 victory. We're counting down to the president's visit to the neighborhood. He'll be in Minnesota on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And I really hope, given the times we find ourselves in right now, that you find a way to get there. I just feel it's so important. For one, it is the first rally since the Democrats have chosen to use this phone call with Ukraine. To go into an impeachment inquiry mode, something, a phrase that never has been even used before. They won't allow a vote. You know why they won't allow a vote, don't you? Pretty simple. They don't want to vote on impeachment because then they have to actually decide and put their name down on who's for and who's not. That's how confident they are in this thing. It's unbelievable. I'm just continually amazed at the direction this is going, and that's why all we can really do is just take this one day at a time. If I start thinking about how this movie ends, what it's going to come to, it's really disturbing. A couple of things stuck with me over the weekend. Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, chair of the Homeland Security Committee in the Senate. A cerebral guy, really. He's not a bomb thrower. He's not a partisan. He's not any of that. He is, you know, a businessman who happened to, like Donald Trump, decide, okay, I lend my talents to serve in the United States Congress.
He's from Wisconsin.
He is. He's a cheesehead. He's a cheesehead. He was on Meet the Press with, or as Rush says, Meet the Depressed. with Upchuck Todd. Anyway, I'm going to play you an exchange there. It was interesting for two reasons. One, his ultimate answer to this question, but also how Chuck Todd becomes unhinged. The media is unhinged. The fake news media is losing their mind. They're not winning the battle with Donald Trump. They don't like that. Before I do that, though, again, I think it's really important. I understand we're all busy, right? Probably too wet for most of you to be in the field anyway, and who knows how long that's going to last. Man alive, the wet. We had tons more rain in the valley this weekend. Just incredible. But, you know, whether you're farming, ranching, whatever you're doing, driving truck or providing for your family, however you are, I think it's important to say, I'm going to endure a little bit of personal sacrifice here, and I'm going to actually be there. It's a long ways for some of you in our audience out there in eastern Montana and western North Dakota. But I think it's time, and timely, honestly, given everything that's going on, that place be filled to the rafters and even outside. And when you're there with the people who think like you do and respect what this president is doing in draining the swamp, there's something that's very cathartic about that. It's even if you're, you know, outside and it's not the best weather or whatever, it's enjoyable. It really is. So you're a part of something. You're making a little history. We have a bus trip going down, so you know, whether you get there that way or get there anyway, I'd just say get there. But the bus trip is, we're loading up. I don't know if we'll have three buses like the Phil Parker bus to see Carson Wentz face off with Kirk Cousins Sunday at the Fargo Dome. But we're going to have a bunch of folks headed down there. Bus leaves Fargo Wednesday afternoon at 4. We'll overnight at the Hampton Inn and Suites, two blocks from the Target Center. Then you decide Thursday, when do I want to get in line? $2.99 a person, double occupancy, is where prices start. So it's pretty reasonable, especially with the hotel prices down there with the twins and everything else going on. They're spendy, but we're nice and convenient there. Your ticket for the rally comes at DonaldJTrump.com. Folks are still signing up for those. This should be a lot of fun. If you would like to attend it with us, Jason at Group Travel Planners is the guy you call. I'm going to give you a number in a minute, but this is the same guy for those of you who reach out related to the Washington, D.C. trip. Jason is also organizing the Washington, D.C. trip. Last I heard, we had two seats left out of Fargo and about 10 out of Bismarck. Two out of Fargo, 10 out of Bismarck. So we're getting down there. This is going to sell out. So if you've been thinking about it, want to join us December 10th through the 14th in Washington, D.C., and it's a lot of fun. We have our meals together. We go to all the sites together. Arlington National Cemetery, Kennedy Center for the Holiday Pops concert. Do a tour of the White House, a tour of the Capitol, see the archives, go to Smithsonian. Great meals, great restaurants. Take a little boat tour around the Potomac in D.C. It's a lot of fun to that. So if you'd like to go, give Jason a call. Here's that number for both. Now, 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478 and hit zero. All right. There you go. I wanted to tell you about that. But I think we should go. However you decide to get there, I'm not trying to sell seats on the bus. We're just doing that as a convenience, honestly. I'm not making a penny on it. But the idea of going together is fun. So even if you get here out the bus and then it's, you know, easy for half the ride, whatever. Just think about it. Just think about whether or not you ought to break the routine a little bit and come along. I think the president needs it right now. Needs that showing, and the fake news media needs to see it. Minnesota? Smack dab in the middle of bluest of blue Minnesota? Ilhan Omar's congressional district? You kidding me? That'd be pretty good. All right, back to Chuck Todd and Ron Johnson. What do you notice out of this, folks? Give this a good listen and see what you think.
I don't know to what extent the Ukrainians did. I don't know to what extent DNC and Hillary Clinton campaign were involved in kind of juicing up the Ukrainian involvement in this as well.
There are a lot of
unanswered questions. Chuck, I just want the truth. The American people want
the truth. So do you not trust the do you not trust the FBI? You don't trust the CIA?
No,
I'm just very confused here.
Absolutely
you don't trust
not.
Either
after
of those
Peter Strzok and Lisa Page?
Okay.
After James Comey,
you believe the FBI and the CIA,
John
these
Brennan? No, I don't
agencies.
Trust any of these guys in the Obama administration. I don't trust any of them.
You don't trust them now. You trust them now?
No, I didn't trust them back then.
And you don't trust them now?
I do not trust John Brennan. I do not trust.
Do you trust the CIA and FBI
James
now?
Comey,
because none of them have come
McCabe.
To any of the conclusions
guys.
You're trying to come to. I'm just curious. Do you trust them now?
Now, who are you talking about?
The CIA and the FBI.
I don't trust Andrew McCabe.
Do you
I don't trust Andrew McCabe. I don't trust James Comey. I don't trust Peter Strzok. I don't trust John Brennan.
Senator, let me ask you this.
I've got a lot of
things,
questions that remain
One of the things that you came on
want
here
the truth,
to do.
Chuck.
I just want the truth.
No,
so
you set this thing up totally biased. I could never really get into the full narrative. We don't have enough time to go through all the things I can talk about. In
You're
terms
right,
of
because you came here and
president.
Chose to bring up something about Lisa.
No, you started the piece with something incredibly biased. That I would never be able to get the truth out.
Senator, I don't know why you just came on here to personally attack the press and avoid answering questions about what's happened here.
Because of your setup,
Senator,
piece.
It's pretty clear we're only dealing with the facts that we have, not the facts that you wish them to be.
That's what I want to do, and I can't get the answers. The American people can't get the answers. Something pretty fishy happened. During the 2016 campaign and in the transition, in the early part of the Trump presidency, and we still don't know. Robert Mueller was
completely blinded.
You're making a choice not to believe the investigations
that have taken place.
I'm trying to get to the truth. I want to look at the entire truth, Chuck.
And the truth is only when it benefits you, when you believe it's politically comfortable with you. I don't understand what truth you're looking for. I want the complete truth.
I want the complete truth.
I'm sorry that you chose to come on this way, Senator. Thanks very much.
I'm sorry you started the piece that way. They're always biased like that. That's what I mean. He didn't like being called out on it. And many in the swamp don't. So I give Ron Johnson credit about that. And I didn't gather out of that that the CIA, FBI in totality cannot be trusted. I got to, let me give you some names of people I don't trust. I don't trust those kind of actors in the FBI or CIA. Oh, it made him crazy. Made him crazy. I love it. All right, folks, what's on your mind? Tell me, would you? 800-228-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. More on what's on your mind straight ahead.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. We're committed to using the talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. I want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. Happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Here's just a little bit more we forgot to play you. Actually, the kind of the money part of the Chuck Todd interview where Chuck just snaps. Listen to this.
Where did this all come from? Who planted that false story?
Senator.
You know, I have my third letter into the Inspector General of the Intelligence Committee asking to just confirm, are you investigating those leaks that Peter Strzok talked about in that
testimony? Senator, I have no idea
that's a setup. It is entirely irrelevant to this point.
Why a Fox News conspiracy propaganda stuff is popping up on here. I have no idea why we're going here.
Senator, I'm asking why President Trump is upset. And why his supporters are upset at the news media.
Okay, you know, this is not about the media. Senator Johnson, can we please answer the question that I asked you instead of trying to make Donald Trump feel better here that you're not criticizing
him?
I'm just trying to ask you a simple question of what made you wince. I'm asking a simple question about you clearly were upset that somehow there was an implication that military aid was being frozen because the president wanted an investigation. Why did you win?
Because I didn't want those connected. And I was supporting the aid, as is Senator Murphy, as is everybody that went to that initial inauguration. But here's the salient point of why I came forward. When I asked the president about that, he completely denied it. He adamantly denied it. He vehemently, angrily denied it. He said, I'd never do that. So that is the piece of the puzzle I'm here to report today, that unlike the narrative of the press that President Trump wants to dig up dirt on his 2020 opponent, what he wants is an accounting of what happened in 2016.
Exactly.
Who set him up?
Did things
spring from Ukraine? You know, there's a good piece.
That's 100% the whole argument from Ron Johnson. Right there, the senator from Wisconsin, chair of the Homeland Security Committee. Everything Donald Trump was asking for was related to the 2016 election. And by the way, the call went out a day after Robert Mueller flamed out. How many years of, you know, investigation have flamed out? So, that, you know, the president's like, get to the bottom of this. Why doesn't anybody investigate that? There's nothing wrong with that. And everything bad about this call, they connect the dots on. Oh, you're going after your opponent. No, I'm trying to get to the bottom of the 2016 election. Oh, it's a quid pro quo for the aid. Where does he say that? Oh, he wouldn't say it out loud. It just is. You know, I mean, meanwhile, guess what? Democrats wrote a letter in the Senate Democrats, I think Chris Coons is one of them, and two others saying no aid unless they do this. Oh, okay. So it's okay for them to do. It's just the same old stuff. It just, I don't know. I'm worn out by it all. It's kind of ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
I don't know how Trump does it.
Because it's so obvious what he's up against. So obvious. And Texter here says, way to go. Way to go. Ron Johnson. That's how you fight. I agree, Dave. That's a good idea. Texter says, by golly, Scott, if you can travel to Minneapolis for a Trump rally, the least I can do is turn on the TV and watch you there. I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Maybe when you fill in for Chris Berg or
something,
doing TV.
Better come along.
I don't know.
Texter says, General Colin Powell said this weekend the GOP needs to get a grip. He's right. You should take his advice. You search for sound bites that back your narrative, and you've taken sides against people who honorably serve the country in the intelligence community. Senator Johnson wouldn't say he trusts them. That's the takeaway from the interview. Yeah, it is the takeaway from the interview. He wouldn't trust them for obvious reasons. Look, independent inspector generals have looked at the behavior of these folks and tossed them out. McCabe, gone. Comey, gone. These aren't patriots. And Colin Powell isn't a Republican either. Never has been. Republican in name only. Nothing that he stands for in the political realm represents anything the Republican Party represents. He's sort of like a John McCain. He lives to poke Republicans, you know. Here's the thing, folks. The deep state is real. That's very obvious right now. 100%. Okay, it used to be a, you know, conspiracy theory, used to be named for a book, and the deep state is Republicans, Democrats, everybody. Donald Trump is exposing the deep state. He's that you know, he lumped it all into the swamp, but you've got a lot of bad actors there. A lot of bad actors. Basically, it's people who are not elected who run the show. It's basically what it is. Because they know better than you. So this is real. Trump has exposed it, and now he's battling it. What does that mean? How does this end? I come back to our Friday conversation when Ronald Reagan said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Scary term when you hear freedom and extinction in the same sentence. And we've got a battle of all battles with the deep state. This is important. How it ends is important. What we do to do our part is important. In my mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. The new Republicans are represented by a lion, not an elephant, not a rhino, a lion in the White House, which is what this country has needed for a long time, says a texter. The new Republicans are represented by a lion, not an elephant, not a rhino, a lion in the White House, which is what this country has needed for a long time. Hear me roar.
Lion, bull.
Texter sends this note, Revelations 13:5. Okay, Todd, up to you to pull that one from the memory bank for us.
Aren't you the Bible guy of the two of us?
Yeah, the Bible guy, I don't know what that means. I, you know, read it. No Bible, no bed.
The beast, Revelation 13:5, the beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemous and to exercise its authority for 42 months.
I lost the bet. My money was on Scott pulling that out first, but all right.
So do you think she or he or whoever there is suggesting that Trump is the beast?
Another New Living Translation. Then the beast was allowed to speak great blasphemies against God, and he was given authority to do so whatever he wanted for 42 months.
Another texter says, please don't tire. That is what they want. We need to keep standing up for our great president. Love your show. Thanks, Russ. I'm tired of the obvious bias of the fake news media. I'm tired of the obvious corruption of the deep state. I'm not tired of fighting by any stretch. Not at all. So if I gave you that impression, I'm sorry. But I do think it's a battle. It's a fight. We got to be there to take it on. Texter says, I'm so tired of Democrats saying and doing anything they want, not seeing any pushback from Republicans. That's why the president's so popular. Corey Lewandowski coming
North up. Dakota's number one hot tub, Hot Spring, for a reason. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Hot Spring that much better?
It's the absolute best ownership experience. For 43 years, we've been doing three things better than anybody else, and it's better massage, better water, better energy, and those are the things that really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not at all. And we want you to use these products because of the wellness aspect, and you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. You should want to use it too, and we're making it easy right now to get into a Hot Spring hot tub with easy financing, 5 years, no interest, no payments, and don't make your first payment until 2020.
What a deal that is, and I know we love it. 20 minutes a night, absolutely a game changer, a great addition to just your overall life, to be able to have a little time to decompress for the day. It's fantastic. You'll love it, too. Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The legal team for the intelligence official behind the original complaint about President Trump is now representing a second whistleblower. One of the attorneys say that multiple whistleblowers have come forward. But Republican Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah tells Fox News Sunday that the president's dealings with Ukraine were legit.
When you read the transcript of what the president says, he's very clear. The reason he's withholding aid is because he wants to pressure the Europeans, particularly Ms. Merkel in Germany, that they have been dragging their feet for months on this. And by the way, we heard as early as late spring that they were probably going to withhold this aid. We've been hearing, those of us who work in national security, that they were going to do that to pressure the Europeans.
The lawyers say the second whistleblower, who also works in intelligence, hasn't filed a complaint with the Inspector General, but does have first-hand knowledge that supported the original complaint. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 Retirement Investment Blunders to Avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement, with errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees. Call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you, at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You could achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
Our friend Mike Lindell is going to be at the Target Center on Thursday to welcome the President of the United States. Going to be a great rally, folks. It's our chance. It's our chance to show the fake news media what the Midwest thinks of this witch hunt that they're participating in. Same thing to the Democrats. So come on out and see Mike. And Mike is a good friend. He said, Scott, I love your listeners. We appreciate them so much. So give a good deal, would you? So we put together the radio listener special link. You click on that when you go to MyPillow. It'll take you to a page that has MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and more. All up to 50% off. Up to 50% off. The body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with promo code Scott, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Myron in Washburn, Fred in Newburgh, we're going to get to you in just a moment here, but our friend Corey Lewandowski is here, the campaign manager that elected Donald Trump in 2016 and still on the team to make sure that the fake news media and the corrupt Democrats do not win this battle. Welcome back, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
How does this movie end? It feels like we're escalating into battle of all battles here, and I keep coming back to the fact that how does it end? How does the fight end?
Well, look, I don't know if you've ever seen a octagon fight where you've got one challenger against a world champion. I'm putting my money on Trump because I know when he enters the octagon, the ring, he has the tenacity to do whatever it takes to win. And that means success in 2020 bigger than the success in 2016. That's how this happens. And I'll predict the Republicans take back the House of Representatives in 2020.
What is this latest, you know, Ukraine transcript call, whistleblower that was secondhand, that, you know, met with Schiff before, and now it comes out, now second whistleblower. You know, there seems to be very little there that they're trying to make into something. What's going on? What's behind this?
Well, what this really is about is what we were told is that a former CIA officer who was detailed to the National Security Council of the NSC received information secondhand from somebody who heard it firsthand, and then he filed a whistleblower complaint. And what we know also is that they changed the whistleblower complaint so that just prior to this complaint being filed, you didn't.
We lost you, Corey. Can you hear me still?
The end of the former CIA director.
We lost you for a second there. I lost you. They changed the whistleblower complaint. Pick up there.
Right, right. They changed the whistleblower status so that you no longer had to have firsthand information, which means this person who filed the complaint received the information from somebody else, telling me that that person who leaked the information should probably be prosecuted. And I want to know if the former CIA agent is a friend or an acolyte of the former CIA director, who we know hates Donald Trump because he used his authority as the former CIA director to start this whole Russia collusion hoax.
It is mind-boggling what's going on, but it seems though all of that will unravel rather quickly, won't it? I mean, how do they anticipate getting an impeachment out of something so thin?
Well, look, we've got little Adam Schiff, who is making up a whole diatribe of what he thought the president's call was with the Ukraine. Then after he was called out for lying, he said it was a parody, which we know it wasn't. We know that Jerry Nadler from New York, who, as your listeners know, I testified in front of for 5 hours, he's concerned about his left-wing primary opponent, not about the general election or doing what's right for the American people. This is all about political expediency. This is all about protecting their left flank so that they don't lose their primary challenges. And what we also know, they likely have the votes in the House of Representatives to impeach the president, even though he's never been accused or has committed a crime, a high crime or a misdemeanor. They can't even point to a section of the criminal code that he violated, and they're going to bring up this impeachment inquiry. This is going to backfire on the Democrats in 2020.
Texter says the following, one of our listeners: I'm so tired of Democrats saying and doing anything they want, not seeing any pushback from Republicans. I believe long ago this nation has become blue and red, that we are just a conspiracy away from a civil war. If Democrats are allowed to succeed, this nation will erupt. I'm tired of it all, tired of watching completely unhidden corruption go on right before our eyes every day and nothing is done. Lies, lies, and more lies. It really does make one entertain the idea of torches and pitchforks to change things. Two questions out of that. Are Republicans doing enough?
The answer is no. Look, unfortunately, and you guys know me, you see me on TV, I'm a fighter. I fight for what I believe in. If half of the people in Washington who were elected fought as hard for this president as I do as an unelected official on TV, none of this would be happening. These members of Congress, these Democrats who are sitting in congressional districts that Donald Trump won, should be held accountable, and the Republican leadership is weak. We need to do better. We need to stand by this president and force the issue of a vote on the House of Representatives floor to hold those people accountable.
Are we a conspiracy away from a civil war, in your view?
Look, I think we are. I don't think we're there. And I'll tell you why. I believe in the democracy that we have. I believe in the constitutional republic that we have. But I also know that there are very dishonest people in Washington, D.C., and this is really a shame of what's going on right now. It's going to backfire. If you look at the way the mainstream media treats this president, who, by the way, we're at a 50-year low for unemployment. We have more African-Americans, Asian-Americans, and women working today than ever in our nation's history. Our economy is continuing to be the hottest in the world. And they attack this president for all things that have nothing to do with the policies he's implemented. They don't like the way he delivers the message. And just because you don't like that doesn't mean you can be impeached. This is going to backfire. The mainstream media's approval rating is about as high as members of Congress, which is in the high single digits right now.
That should tell you all you need to know. That's, very, 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 very disturbing. But it is I agree. I don't think we're at a civil war, but I can see how you get to one. And, obviously we're not, to the level of civil war with the bayonets and bullets, but certainly civil war in the sense of what we're up against here in a deep state that wants to stop this president, wants to undo the Americans who supported him in an election. And they do it from everywhere. The president tweeted today about the fact that, New York prosecutors now are going after him. You got U.S. attorneys going after him, state Democratic prosecutors, city prosecutors going after him, asking for tax returns. I mean, it's just all in, and that's nothing other than an effort to stop someone that was elected president of the United States, right? I mean, this is a civil war of sorts, even though it's not to the degree that history called a civil war. It's an incredible battle.
Remember this, the trifecta of the intelligence community, Brennan, Clapper, and Comey, did everything they could first to stop Donald Trump from getting elected and then to take him out of office once he was elected. Not one of those people had been prosecuted yet. Andy McCabe, the deputy of the FBI, has been referred for criminal referral the Justice Department, not prosecuted yet. Strzok, Page, not prosecuted yet. Bruce Ohr, not prosecuted yet. There is a civil war in the sense of there are two sets of rules. One set of rules, if you're a Donald Trump supporter and the government spies on you, a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment, and a different set of rules if you're a Hillary Clinton supporter, which is you can break the law with impunity, you can use your badge and your gun and take advantage of the position you have, and there will be no recourse. That is unfair, and I want to see Andy McCabe, and I want to see Bruce Ohr, and I want to see Jim Comey locked out of their home in handcuffs and prosecuted for the crimes they committed.
Fred in Newburgh for Corey Lewandowski. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, see, I'm calling about, you kind of reached it with the texter. You know, you're talking about when is the Civil War. I've been thinking for a long time that I think that people in different states and different counties, like-minded people, need to somehow organize themselves into kind of a, I don't mean like go shoot them up militia type deal, but, you know, I think there's going to be a point in time in this country if things don't straighten out where the American people themselves are going to have to do it themselves, you know, because this is getting so far out of whack. And then, you know, and when is the point in time when you stand up for yourself? You know, if someone tries to take my guns, guess what? It ain't going to happen. And I know everyone I know feels the same. Then I actually saw a thing on Facebook this weekend where on social media, where it was a Mitch McConnell was on there asking for money, saying that he's the one standing between impeachment and he's trying to raise money. I thought, do your job, fella. But so really my main point is when do the American people have to get together, somehow organized, to take this thing back if we have to do it?
Look, they have to do it every single day. And we have heard directly from the Democrats, from Robert Francis O'Rourke, also known as Beto, that the whole goal is to take your guns away, to remove the Second Amendment from our Constitution. See, the left is very tolerant if you are with them. But as soon as you're on the opposing side, there is no tolerance if you're a conservative or you're a Donald Trump supporter. So they call you a racist, a misogynist, a hater, a xenophobic, whatever it is, to attack you, to attack your family, because there is no tolerance from the left if you don't agree with them. So I say you have to fight every single day. And we all have our own way of doing that. If that's organizing our community, that's one way. If it's making sure that we have a recourse at the ballot box, that's another way. I do it in the public arena. I do some of these television shows. I see what they say about this president, how they just out and out lie, and I call them out for it because these people aren't even journalists anymore. They're talking heads, they're pundits, and they have such a hatred for this president. And I say it all too often, I believe they hate this president more than they love their country. And that is a sad, sad state of affairs, because I never supported Barack Obama, but I didn't want to see him fail because I wanted my country to be successful. I don't think they care about that anymore.
How important is it for the president to see the support of the American people? For instance, Thursday, Target Center, you know, belly of the beast, Ilhan Omar's district, who, by the way, just announced she's getting a divorce. Is this from her brother or somebody else? I'm losing track of her relationships. But, you know, right in the heart of the, you know, bluest of blue Minnesota, how important is it for that place to be packed and for the president to see the support, Corey?
The president has to know that when he comes to Minnesota, like when he goes to other places, that the American people stand with him. And I know this because I've been to literally hundreds of these rallies. The line to get into the arena, the Target Center, is going to be enormous. Think about going through the same type of security procedure as you would at the airport. Don't bring any additional items. Try and dress, if the weather allows, without heavy clothing on to get through the magnetometers. Expect a long wait. This place is going to be packed, and the American people are going to demonstrate in Representative Omar's district how much they stand with the president because he is fighting for them, fighting against a terrible trade deal with China, fighting to make sure that we continue being the greatest country in the world and are unapologetic about being American. See, that's the difference. The previous administration wanted to apologize for being the greatest country in the world. We apologize to nobody. And I hope in Minnesota on Thursday when the president's there, the American people will stand with him.
Let's do it, folks. I'm looking forward to talking to you about your new book, Trump, America First, coming later this month. Thanks, Corey.
Thank you.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind. We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS or a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Your calls in just a second here at 701-258. No, I'm going to give you the 800 number. We're still waiting for the 800 number to, or the 701 number to be fixed, aren't we, Ton? I haven't gotten the memo.
Let me check on that.
Right,
see where we're at. I know they were working on that, and it was funny because we tried to call AT&T, and that line that we're supposed to call to get the line fixed was down at the time.
Yeah, that's funny. That's kind of like the plumber's sink leaks, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Let me talk about the boom in energy production for a second, and we'll get back to your calls. We have an incredible bounty going on right here in our part of the world. It's created an incredible economic engine and tremendous opportunities for growth. And that makes this an exciting time for the University of Mary and everyone it serves. Responding to the urgent workforce needs of this boom, the University of Mary's launched a new School of Engineering to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. That's because the University of Mary never stops innovating in ways to serve. That service starts with its students and spreads out in all directions to serve its communities, the state, the region, and beyond. With the new School of Engineering, the university will be preparing engineering graduates poised to become the next generation of dynamic industry leaders. Find out more at umary.edu. This afternoon, the president will sign the Japan trade deal. There's a lot of wins in that for North Dakota, which is one of the reasons that a big advocate for that, who's been talking about it for a while. I've played clips of the governor talking about the Japan trade deal from interviews for you to highlight his point on that, because it has a lot to do with the dynamics with China and everything. Anyway, he's there at 2:30 this afternoon. The signing will take place at the White House with the president, and our own Governor Doug Burgum will be there to be part of that signing ceremony at 2:30 today. Thursday, they're reopening the Chinese trade agreement as well. That's good for farmers and ranchers and everybody else that they're back at the table and getting going. That's wonderful. You know what is not so wonderful is the fact that the USMCA agreement, which is done, Canada, Mexico, the U.S., the trade negotiators have signed off on a deal, and now all we're waiting for is for Nancy Pelosi to call a vote. She got up at a press conference last week and moved her dentures around a little bit and said that she was wanting to get that issue going, but it was a press conference related to Adam Schiff and his impeachment proceedings. You're the Speaker of the House. Get it going. She babbled something about a counteroffer she's waiting for from the Republicans or something. I mean, you know how this is done. Don't delay it anymore. Nancy Pelosi and every Democrat are sticking it to farmers at a very challenging time right now. Sticking it to ranchers who need that win. It's all on them. And they're, pardon my French, farting around with a dog and pony show on impeachment. They don't care. They hate Trump more than they want to help you. That is the bottom line. Okay, let's go to the phones. Fred and Wing wants to talk about a book. Did you hear that Corey Lewandowski has a book coming out called Trump, America First? Is that the book you're talking about?
Well, I tell you what, that Corey, he's quite a guy. I really appreciate you being able to have him on there today. Like, when you went to Washington last week, or whatever it was, the proverbial frozen turd hit the fan about that day when you were down there, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yep, exactly right. I kind of have a visual of a frozen turd in a fan, just so you know.
Yeah. Probably makes a lot of noise.
Right, yeah.
Well, anyway, there's a book written by a very prominent and important North Dakota man, and on page 28 of that book, the book's name is Grassroots. And in that book, on page 28, it talks about how in 1774 at the Worcester, how the people got together and kicked all the politicians out. That whole page should be read in public. I'm sure you can find that book, Grassroots. And you know, I hope that that's not what it comes to. I pray every day that we can work this out with our beautiful Constitution that we've been given to us by the people, our forefathers, and I think we should be able to. But we have a news media, you know, that's been entrenched for 60 years, and they're losing some of their power.
Who's fighting them, though? Who's fighting them, Fred? Who's taking them on head on?
You are. And so are we here in North Dakota.
The people are. I think we're led by Donald Trump. Donald Trump's been unafraid of the fake media from day one, and that emboldens others to say, you're right, it is bad. So I think, you know, I agree with you. They're bad. I don't know what makes them better. The tough part for me here is I don't know, however this ends, and another president comes in, how's it going to be any different? What they've done here is shown that never mind the voting, never mind the elections, they don't like somebody, they're going to take them down. That's why we're so blessed to have Donald Trump fighting the way he is, but I mean, they're a cruel bunch, Fred. They really are, and I appreciate the plug for the book. Thank you very much. You're kind. I'm going to reread my own, page 28. Kim and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. The music already. Where'd that segment go? Kim, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, now I hear you. I understand you want to talk about Trump in Minneapolis. Is that right?
I do. Yeah, I live in Minneapolis in the suburb area, and I'm here in Bismarck for the week.
I love it. Hang on, Kim. Don't touch that dial. We're up against the break, but I want to hear what you have to say. Bale wants to talk about Halloween. Nate wants to talk about impeachment. Full hour of open phone time. Give us a call, folks.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming October land auctions include excellent cropland auctions in Griggs, Ramsey, Bodno, Williams, Mercer, Oliver, Stark, Hettinger, Golden Valley, and Montreal counties in North Dakota. And excellent pasture and hunting land auctions in Adams, Dunn, Hettinger, and Bowman counties in North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Ever seen a Holiday Pops concert at the Kennedy Center? On the Potomac, Washington, D.C.? It's amazing. The new Museum of the Bible will leave you speechless. The U.S. Capitol, the White House, and more. We put together a great trip, great sights. Flag family trip to the nation's capital, December 10th through the 14th. Join us. Call Group Travel Planners now at 952-898-3478, extension 228. Or go to am1100theflag.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.